Welcome to this special clinical investigator think tank on renal cell carcinoma. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. We gathered six clinical investigators, Drs. Robert Figlin, Thomas Hudson, David McDermott, Robert Motzer, Walter Stadler, and David Quinn to discuss and debate key clinical research developments in the field and what it means to practice. We asked the faculty also to present cases from their practice to better understand current algorithms. And to begin, Dr. Hudson presented a woman with one of the most asked about clinical scenarios in the disease, the patient who presents with a primary renal cell cancer and metastatic disease.
So early January, I had a 63-year-old white woman who came into my office for evaluation, and she was found to have a 10-centimeter right renal mass in multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules, about approximately 10 that could be visible on CT scan, that was found on workup of dysfunctional uterine bleeding that had been present for approximately 2 months.
So did somebody feel the mass, or did you have pain?
No, she just had dysfunctional uterine bleeding. So she went to her PCP with some, you know, vaginal urinary bleeding issue, and a CT scan was ordered. And that's where the mass and the CT gets half the upper lungs, and they saw pulmonary nodules and was referred in for consideration of therapy at that point.
And did she have any symptoms either from the primary or the mets?
No. And you know, I think it really hallmarks what we see nowadays is that patients are often diagnosed with their asymptomatic kidney tumor on workup of other what's felt to be non-related issues. They'll get an imaging study done and find something. So the dysfunctional uterine bleeding, whether it was truly dysfunctional uterine bleeding or whether it was urinary contamination and the thought that she was bleeding in her urine from the kidney tumors is not clear, but she was otherwise asymptomatic.